And now she is dead? I tell you, I kissed her just like that, on her forehead, and she did not draw back her forehead from my lips. Oh, she is a good girl. As to her being dead, I don't think so. But it has nothing to do with me. No, no, she is not dead, and no one shall touch a hair of her head. She is a good, honest girl, and she saved your life, Daroga, at a moment when I would not have given tuppence for your Persian skin. As a matter of fact, nobody bothered about you. Why were you there with that little chap? You would have died as well as he. My word, how she entreated me for her little chap! But I told her that as she had turned the scorpion, she had, through that very fact, and of her own free will, become engaged to me, and that she did not need to have two men engaged to her, which was true enough. As for you, you did not exist. You had ceased to exist, I tell you, and you were going to die with the other. Only mark me, Daroga. When you were yelling like the devil because of the water, Christine came to me with her beautiful blue eyes wide open, and swore to me, as she hoped to be saved, that she consented to be my living wife. Until then, in the depths of her eyes, Daroga, I had always seen my dead wife. It was the first time I saw my living wife there. She was sincere, as she hoped to be saved. She would not kill herself. It was a bargain. Half a minute later, all the water was back in the lake, and I had a hard job with you, Daroga, for upon my honor I thought you were done for. However, there you were. It was understood that I was to take you both up to the surface of the earth. When at last I cleared the Louis-Philippe room of you, I came back alone. "What have you done with the Vicomte Chagny?" asked the Persian, interrupting him. "Ah, you see, Daroga, I couldn't carry him up like that at once. He was a hostage. But I could not keep him in the house on the lake either because of Christine. So I locked him up comfortably. I chained him up nicely. A whiff of the Mazenderan scent had left him as limp as a rag. In the communist's dungeon, which is in the most deserted and remote part of the opera. Below the fifth cellar, where no one ever comes and where no one ever hears you. Then I came back to Christine. She was waiting for me." Eric here rose solemnly. Then he continued, but as he spoke he was overcome by all his former emotion and began to tremble like a leaf. "Yes, she was waiting for me erect and alive, a real living bride, as she hoped to be saved.